Report: Brother of illegal alien accused of killing Lack and Riley used fake green card to score a job at University of Georgia. By John Binder on February 25, 2024. The illegal alien brother of an illegal alien, now accused of murdering 22-year-old Lack and Riley on the University of Georgia's campus, reportedly used a fake green card to score a job at the university. Jose Antonio Ibarra, a 26-year-old illegal alien from Venezuela, has been charged with kidnapping and murdering Riley after she went for an early morning run around the University of Georgia campus. Since Antonio Ibarra's arrest, his brother, 29-year-old illegal alien Diego Jose Ibarra of Venezuela, has similarly been arrested by the Clark County Sheriff's Office and charged with presenting a fraudulent ID. According to the New York Post, Jose Ibarra first crossed the United States-Mexico border in April 2023 and was released, like his brother, into the U.S. interior and ended up in New York City. In September 2023, Jose Ibarra was arrested in Athens, Georgia, for drunk driving and driving without a license. Jose Ibarra was arrested again in Athens in October for shoplifting and then in December of last year for failing to appear in court. Related video: NYPD Chief of Patrol: We're seeing uptick in migrant crime, trends getting bigger. Earlier this month, Jose Ibarra managed to use a fake green card to get a job as a dishwasher in one of the dining halls at the University of Georgia. When he refused to hand over more identifying documents, the university fired him from the position and did not pay him. Jose Ibarra now faces up to 10 years in prison. On February 22, Riley went for a morning jog around the University of Georgia. When she did not return, her roommate called the police, who found her body later that day in a wooded area on the university's campus. Riley's body showed signs of blunt force injuries. The following day, Antonio Ibarra was arrested and charged with kidnapping and murdering Riley. Antonio Ibarra is an illegal alien from Venezuela who crossed the southern border in September 2022 and was subsequently released into the U.S. interior. Antonio Ibarra had been arrested in September 2023 in Queens, New York City, fewer than 6 months before Riley's murder, for injuring a child under the age of 17, but was released from jail without being turned over to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency thanks to the city's sanctuary policy. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.